The Cask of Amontillado by Edgar Allan Poe. Fortunato had hurt Montresor 1,000 times, and he had suffered quickly. But when enough was enough, Montresor vowed to make him pay. But he knew that he had to do it himself, and that Fortunato would know what he had done. Fortunato was a man to be feared. But he had one great weakness, and that was wine. Wine would be Montresor's revenge. And so, one evening at dusk, when Fortunato had met Montresor at the festival, already intoxicated beyond his whims, he knew.
Fortunato, how are you? Montresor, good evening, my friend.
My dear Fortunato, I am indeed glad that I have met you. I was thinking of you, for I have been tasting my new wine. I have brought a full cask of a fine wine, which they tell me is Amontillado, but...
Amontillado? Quite impossible.
I know it does not seem possible, as I could not find you as I was going to talk to Lucrezi. If anyone understands wines, it is Lucrezi. He will tell me.
Lucrezi? He does not know one wine from another.
But they say he knows as much about wines as you know.
Ho! Come, let's go.
Go where?
To your vaults, to taste the wine.
No, my friend, no. I can see that you are not well, and the vaults are cold and wet.
I do not care. Let us go. I'm well enough. The cold is nothing. Amontillado! Someone is playing games with you. And Lucrezi? Ha! Lucrezi knows nothing about wines, nothing at all.
Here, a light. Careful of the stairs, you may slip. How long have you had that cough?
It is nothing.
Come, we will turn back. Your health is precious. I cannot be responsible if you become ill. Besides, there is Lucrezi.
Enough! It will not kill me.
Very well. Here, this Medoc will keep us warm. Drink.
I drink to the dead of these catacombs.
And I to your long life. Come, let us go on.
Ah! Ah! The Amontillado!
True, the Amontillado.
Please let me out. No, don't. Let me out. Ah! No, please. Let me out. Please. Ah!
Very good joke. A good laugh over our wine. The Amontillado.
Yes, let us go. My wife will be waiting.
Yes, let us go.
For the love of God, Montresor!
Yes, for the love of God. Fortunato. Fortunato!
Montresor's heart grew sick, for what he had just done was finally setting in. However, he blamed it on the mere dampness of the catacombs. Forcing the final stone into position, he sank to the floor, relieved to finally be rid of the man in the wall.